The government's decision to move Donegal to level 3 COVID restrictions generates the lead story in today's Irish Times, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Star. The picture on the front of today's Times is of a couple and their daughter who is wearing a Holy Communion dress on their way into St Mary's Church in Stranraer, County Donegal. Holy Communions also feature in the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which reports that the surge in virus cases has been linked to communion and confirmation parties. The HSE's Director of Public Medicine in the Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, is quoted saying that gatherings, including funerals, which have more people at them than would be necessary, makes it difficult to manage social distancing and the wearing of face masks, especially when there are young children around. Socialising fuels new lockdown. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, which runs with pictures from a house party which surfaced on social media, attended by more than 100 people in a semi-detached house in Sligo Town on Monday night. The Irish Sun leads with the story which emerged in the Roscommon Herald after a publican admitted that he had entered his busy bar last weekend while awaiting the results of a coronavirus test. Gordon Murray, who runs on Bohor Rua in Elphin, spent 40 minutes in his pub, which had between 50 and 60 customers in it on Saturday night. Mr Murray, who has since closed his pub, told the paper that he didn't know that he was meant to self-isolate while awaiting the results of a test. Elsewhere in the front pages, the Herald leads today with evidence heard in the Central Criminal Court yesterday during the trial of 20-year-old Philip Dunbar, who denies the murder of Adam Muldoon in Talla in Dublin in June 2018. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on the €1,700 loss made last year by a company which was set up by convicted killer Patrick Quirk and his wife in 2014. Although the 51-year-old resigned as a secretary and director of the company when he was convicted of the murder of Bobby Ryan last year, he is still a majority shareholder in the business. Partners will be able to take part in women's key maternity appointments virtually under plans being considered by the HSE following complaints from pregnant women, particularly those who have had to hear distressing news on their own. That's on the front of the Times, as is a report on how Republican leaders in the US have sought to assure Americans that an orderly transition will take place after November's election. Back in the front of the Independent, it's reported there that chaotic drink driving laws, which open the door to legal challenges and appeals, are expected to be overhauled following a damning report from the Law Reform Commission. And that paper also runs with the front page picture of former President Mary McAleese following the launch of her memoir, Here's the Story. The Examiner gives front page coverage to the resignation of the chaplain of Mountjoy's Dokes Women's Prison. Mick Clifford reports that Claire Hardigan complained that a culture of fear, indifference, hostility and ineptitude at the prison was having a major impact on her health. And finally, also in the front of the Examiner, Ray Manna reports that peace has broken out between two warring Cork and Dublin restaurateurs following a hearing in the Circuit Civil Court. The long-established son of a Bun restaurant in McCurtain Street in Cork was unhappy because people were mistakenly placing prepaid orders with them, thinking they were son of the Bun restaurant in Cabinteely in Dublin, and were demanding refunds when their orders weren't delivered. We're told that an agreement has been reached between the two parties in what the judge described in court as a serious bun fight.